Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. Intuitively, it makes sense to eat more food on days you're training hard versus days you're not training or have sessions that require less energy. The idea is that you want to provide the body with more fuel for the sessions that need it most. This is sometimes referred to as calorie cycling or calorie undulating. If you're someone who is trying to lose body fat, you'd probably recognize the issue here and may find yourself asking, if I increase my calorie intake on each training day, will that get in the way of my fat loss goal? Well, if you were to simply increase your intake on days where you're training and not make up for this by decreasing your intake elsewhere, the answer would likely be yes. However, if you were to make up for the increase on training days by decreasing your intake on non-training days, you'd still be able to have more fuel in your body on the days where it's needed most, whilst still maintaining your daily average calorie intake for the week. As a result, you'd be able to achieve the same fat loss progress as you would had you kept your intake constant across all days, whilst performing at a higher level. When implementing an approach like this, it's important to define your days. If you're a field sport athlete, GAA, hurling, rugby, soccer, etc., you can consider training days as those days where you're training intensely and for longer durations. For example, with a team or doing tough running or cardio-based sessions alone. You can then count non-training days as those days where you're not training at all, or those days where you're doing gym sessions or other similar sessions that, while tough, aren't going to demand the same energy requirements as those longer running sessions. On the flip side, if you consider strength or muscle gain your main goal, the days where you're in the gym can become your training days, and the days where you're not training in the gym can be considered non-training days. In exceptional circumstances, you could actually have three different daily intakes, low, medium, and high, but this would be excessive in most cases without much benefit. So training days and non-training days is sufficient for most athletes to reap the benefits of this approach. So the question is, should you implement this approach? Well, the first thing to consider here is the concept of consistency over perfection. Specifically, even if you agree that calorie cycling is technically better, if implementing it leads to you being overwhelmed and inconsistent, then a simpler approach of simply hitting a consistent calorie target regardless of each day's training level is likely to lead to better outcomes. If in doubt, start with a period of a few weeks where you're keeping calories constant every day before moving to this calorie cycling approach once you've built up some consistency. Another factor that matters when it comes to deciding if this approach is suitable for you is your current body composition goal. Someone who is in a fat loss phase is likely to benefit most from calorie cycling, since it will allow them to be close to a maintenance level or even above on training days, providing adequate calorie intake for the work required, whilst being in a larger calorie deficit on days where they aren't training, allowing them to see fat loss over time as a result. Someone who is currently eating at a maintenance level where body weight is staying stable across weeks on average, they are likely to benefit as well, since they will be able to stay at the same weight whilst having extra calories for fuel on training days. Someone who is currently eating at a level that has them purposely gaining weight, i.e. they are eating in a calorie surplus, is likely not to benefit much from this approach, since they're already eating excess calories that can be used as fuel both on training and non-training days. So how much extra should you eat? Again, there are numerous factors at play here, such as how low your calorie intake is currently, and if you're currently experiencing hunger on a regular basis, since bringing calories even lower on numerous days per week is likely to increase hunger. I found from experience working with athletes that around a 10% increase on training days tends to be a good starting point. This figure is by no means fixed in stone, but it is based on experience with athletes as well as what logically and logistically makes sense. Logically, an extremely small difference of say 2% would be unlikely to make any difference in terms of the effects you're hoping for, and a much larger amount like 25% for example would likely lead to excessively low intakes on non-training days. Increasing your calorie intake on training days by 10% means that if your current daily intake calculated in previous podcast episodes was, say, 2,500 calories, that would increase to 2,750 calories. That's 2,500 plus 10% on training days. Now, you could simply leave it at that, increasing your intake on training days and leaving your intake at the regular level on non-training days, but that will lead to an overall increase in your daily average calorie intake across the week. If, however, as mentioned previously, you wanted to maintain your average daily calorie intake target for the week, then you would need to adjust your non-training day intake downwards in order to even out the weekly average. So if you're training 3 days per week and therefore eating at the new 2750 calorie target for 3 days per week, you've just added in an extra 750 calories, that's 250 times three, to your weekly calorie intake. In order to ensure that your average daily intake for the week remains the same as it was before, you then need to take that extra 750 calories out of the other 4 days per week. That can be done by simply dividing that extra 750 by four, since there are four non-training days, which gives you about 190 calories, leaving your non-training day intake at about 2310 calories. That's 2500 minus that 190. And again, your training day intake at that 2750 calories. Of course, your calorie intake will likely be different than the 2500 calories in the example here. And you may want to experiment with increasing or decreasing that 10% figure, but hopefully the maths example will show you how you can match it to your needs and goals. Now, in general, any changes to calorie intake on training versus non-training days should be reflected in carbohydrate intake as opposed to protein or fat. This is why this approach is sometimes called carb cycling rather than calorie cycling. The reason for this is that the body's protein requirements generally stay the same on a day-to-day basis, as does fat. And the recommendations for both of these are generally based on your body weight, whereas the body's carbohydrate requirements generally change based on your energy output demands. It also logically makes sense that since carbohydrates are the main energy source used in high intensity training, you would adjust your intake of them based on the level of high intensity training you were doing. There may be exceptions to this where fat or protein will also be adjusted slightly. An example of this would be where calorie intake has become so high that it becomes too difficult to get all those extra calories from carbohydrates alone, and increasing fat as well might be a good option. As a final note, many athletes have achieved their body composition and performance goals whilst keeping their calorie intake consistent through the week without the need to change for training versus non-training days. So consider this calorie cycling approach as an optional extra if and when it's implementable on a consistent basis for you and when you've already nailed the basics. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.